안녕하세요, 여러분. In today's lesson, we will continue learning the common verbs in the infinitive form. Previously, we learned the consonant-based verbs. And this week, we will learn the second major type of Korean verbs, which involves bases that end with a vowel. Vowel-based verbs are, unfortunately, somewhat more complex. Here we go. As mentioned previously, there are some rules to follow in deriving the infinitive form, and this starts by identifying the base form of the verb. Here are 7 important rules to know for vowel-ending base verbs. Number 1. If the base ends with a vowel, a, o, or e, the infinitive is the same shape as the base. For example, the base form of verb ka, which means go, is identical to the infinitive form ka, which means goes. Next, the base form of verb so, which means stand, is identical to the infinitive form so, which means stands. Next, the base form of verb me, which means tie, is identical to the infinitive form me, which means ties. Let's go over a few more examples. The base form 비싸, which means be expensive, is identical to the infinitive form 비싸, which means is expensive. The base form 만나, which means meet, is identical to the infinitive form 만나, which means meets. The base form 보내, which means send, is identical to the infinitive form 보내, which means sends. Number 2. For verbs with base form ending in e, the infinitive ending o is added, but e-o is abbreviated to yo. In other words, e plus o equals yo. For example, the base form of the verb 가르치, which means teach. The infinitive ending o is added to become 가르치어, but is abbreviated to 가르쳐, which means teaches. Next example, the base form of the verb 마시, which means drink. The infinitive ending 어 is added to become 마시어, but is abbreviated to 마셔, which means drinks. Next, 치, which means hit. The infinitive ending 어 is added to become 치어, but is abbreviated to 쳐, which means hits. Number 3. A similar group consists of bases that end in u. The infinitive ending o is added, and then the sequence u-o abbreviates to wo. In other words, u plus o equals wo. For example, the base form of the verb 주, which means give. The infinitive ending 어 is added to become 주어, but is abbreviated to 줘, which means gives. Next example, the base form of the verb 배우, which means learn. The infinitive ending 어 is added to become 배우어, but is abbreviated to 배워, which means learns. Number 4. Applying the same principle, vowel bases that end in o. Add the infinitive ending as a, and then o-a is shortened to wa. In other words, o plus a equals wa. For example, the base form of the verb o, which means come. The infinitive ending a is added to become o-a, but is abbreviated to wa, which means comes. Next example, the base form of the verb 보, which means see. The infinitive ending 아 is added to become 보아, but is abbreviated to 봐, which means sees. FYI, note that Korean pronunciation frequently drops W, wo, after consonants, especially labial sounds like b. So you will hear pa pronounced as pa. 내일 봐. See you tomorrow. 내일 봐. Number 5. There is a slight difference in determining the infinitive form for most vowel bases that end in u. The u is dropped before adding the infinitive ending o. So the verb base si, which means write, becomes saw, which means writes in infinitive form. However, if the preceding syllable has o or a vowel, then add the infinitive ending a instead of o. For example, the verb base 바쁘, which means be busy, becomes 바빠, which means is busy, because the preceding syllable 바 has a vowel. Thus, add the infinitive ending a. Number 6. Most vowel bases that end in l not only drop the u, but double the lir before adding the appropriate infinitive ending, normally o, but a when the vowel of the preceding syllable is o or a. Let's look at an example. The verb base 빠르, which means be fast, becomes 빨라, which means is fast. Notice how lir is added to the preceding syllable and infinitive ending a has replaced the base ending vowel u. 빠르 becomes 빨라, 빨라. Next example, the verb base 부르, which means sing a song, becomes 불러, which means sings a song. Notice how lir is added to the preceding syllable and infinitive ending o has replaced the base ending vowel u. 부르 becomes 불러, 불러. Next, the verb base 모르, which means not know, becomes 몰라, which means doesn't know. 모르 becomes 몰라, 몰라. Number 7. Finally, the 하다 verb is one of the most commonly used verbs. This important verb 하, which means do, has an irregular infinitive, 해. The literary form of the infinitive, which you may sometimes see, is 하여, which means does. So, the dictionary form 하다 becomes 하여, and this sequence becomes 해, an irregular infinitive. And if you add the marker 요 at the end to mark the polite style, then it becomes 해요, 해요.